Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander inviting you to join us now as we go over some very important things that can affect you and can affect you in your retirement or generally your financial program. The first thing we're going to talk about is something called the Pension Protection Act. And when we're done talking about that, we're going to visit the markets and bonds and stocks.
Well, this is very interesting. I just found a bulletin that was given to me that says, and I'm going to just kind of, I have to almost read part of it. Any public safety officer or volunteer police officer, firefighter, rescuer, ambulance squad member, or chaplain is able to deduct long-term care premiums. And now all of a sudden you say, whoa, how come? Well, there's a little thing in the Act, Pension Protection Act, that allows these certain people to write off up to $3,000 of their long-term care premiums, total deduction. Unless you're an employee of a C Corp, those are the only other people that can do this. There's somehow somebody got something in an act. So here's what it says. If your administrator permits you to do this, you can have the administrator pay up to $3,000 directly to the insurance company. If you are one of those people, public safety officer, firefighter, retired or rescue squad, or ambulance member, or a chaplain, and you like a copy of that, give me a call. This is a very narrow group of people. Give me a call at 651-436-3997, and I will send you a copy of this bulletin. I just found it. I don't know where it came from, but it's very, very important for those very select group of people.
It's something you need to be aware of, and that's why it was brought up. Now, the other thing that has come up is there's some rate changes going on. And when we look at the rate changes, the specific insurance that we're talking about here in particular is long-term care. Long-term care is a program that if you haven't looked into it, we're living longer. I'm seeing more and more people having to think very seriously about it because of their families and what's going on with a parent or a spouse. This is something that you have to be aware of if you are thinking about buying it. Now, one thing I'm going to bring out here, when you do your financial plan, and as you're getting older, you need to think about at least visiting this particular topic, because as we're living longer, this is something that has to be talked about and addressed in your financial plan. So, Garwin, let's go into this rate increase.
All right. What is happening is long-term care, unlike life insurance and unlike disability insurance, has been a non-sex distinct rate. In other words, males and females pay the same. All of a sudden, they are finding that the single females are killing the benefits payout. They are dramatically more expensive.
Because women are living longer.
So what is going to happen, and I think it's March 1st, is that the big rider, which is Genworth, is going to increase their single female rates 40%.
Do you think that's discrimination?
And they're going to have a sex distinct rate.
I shouldn't have said that over the air, but you know that kind of thing kind of makes you shudder.
Well,
but it's true.
But it's true. This is what's happening. So if you're a single female and you haven't bought your long-term care, you better get on it because the rates are going to go up. Because if Genworth raises rates, I absolutely guarantee Mutual of Omaha And everybody else, Transamerica, will do the same thing.
Well, you did get a call very recently from a gal who has, you know, long-term care, and they are raising the rates for everybody in this policy.
Right.
And this was something she knew could happen, but actually didn't think it was going to happen, and it did.
Didn't want it to happen.
So there are some...
But that's a different situation. That's an insured who always has a policy. And she was crying a little bit about the rate increase. And what can I do about it? Well, there isn't anything you can do about it. You could reduce your benefits.
You can make some changes
in
your program. And
that
also means for the single individual, which is the female now that we're looking at doing something about, they can also make some adjustments to the type of coverage they want.
Right. But that's two distinct situations. One is people who haven't bought are going to get hit, and people who have bought are getting hit because they're finding the payouts are dramatically higher than they ever dreamt.
Well, that's why so many insurance companies have actually gone out of the long-term care
Prudential,
business.
Right, Prudential, Metropolitan, Allianz, three major players are gone. They just could not stand to see payouts greater than the premium inflow.
That doesn't mean they get rid of their policyholders.
No.
You've got to understand that. They're not getting rid of the policyholders, the existing policyholders, but they want to be sure that they can pay any claims to the existing policyholders and not look at having to go ahead and worry about the ones that can come on board for their policies.
Make sure there's enough money to pay out for the claims when the claims hit, because if you live long enough, statistically, if you live long enough, you will need some form of care.
Now, the question then comes up so often is, when should I start looking at a policy for myself?
I think there's two answers to that. If you're a family member who has some problems in the in the health history of the family, you really should be looking at that by age 40, so that whether it's diabetes or Parkinson's or something like that that's in the family, you really should be looking at it at 40. Otherwise, I tell people most of the time, by 50.
By 50, right.
By in the early 50s, you should probably start thinking about it, because it is dramatically cheaper when you're 50 than it is when you're 70. Dramatically cheaper. So look at it now. Yes, you might get a rate increase between 50 and 70, but it'll still be cheaper than if you wait till 70. Always.
You also had a client who was looking at long-term care versus disability. And sometimes people will take the long-term care versus the disability and then later on the long-term care. The question becomes, which one should you take?
Well, Leanne and I just talked about that, and it was interesting because we did not agree.
Well, we looked at it in two different ways.
Two different perspectives. She said the person should buy the long-term care, and I think the person should buy the disability.
First of all, how old was she?
55.
And that's why I mentioned she probably should do the long-term care, because of the fact she will be covered with long-term care, which will cover anything if she's totally disabled or disabled.
Right. There is no perfect answer, obviously.
But you looked at the disability.
Because that's my background.
But why would you choose disability
because
or long-term care?
Because statistically, she will become disabled before she will need long-term care.
So you can see there's no perfect answer. We could go on about
quite a while. Leanne, you want to talk about stocks and bonds a little bit.
Yeah, we're not going to settle this one. The markets are doing great.
Oh, wonderful.
We are seeing wonderful things going on with the markets. It seems like once we got beyond the fiscal cliff, the markets, actually the corporations are saying, okay, at least now I know what's going to happen.
We know what's going to happen, yep.
And the companies are hiring, and we're seeing that more is going on with the housing and the manufacturing and everything. We're seeing good signs of the economy. We are in the earnings season right now, and we have seen a lot of good things with the earnings. Now, we get the questions because so much is going on with the stock market. So many people are jumping from the bonds into the stock market. And earlier, they were jumping from the stock market into the bonds. Now, you've got to understand you've got two different concepts here, two different things you've got to think about. The first thing, when do you buy and when do you sell stocks? Well, so often
people... Wait, Leanne. You buy stocks when they're high and sell when they're low.
Yeah, you could say that's what happened in a lot of cases. If you look very carefully at your portfolio, what is your reason for holding stocks? What is your reason for holding bonds? Bonds are there for income purposes. You are giving a corporation or the government some money. They are borrowing it from you, and they're going to pay you interest. Now, though, there's all kinds of bonds out there. The longer the duration, generally, the higher the interest rate could go. But there's a lot more volatility because as the market changes in the area of bonds and interest rates, there's going to be a lot more volatility with that particular bond. Also, when you have bonds, there's different kinds. But I'm going to specifically go to the fact of you have bonds in ETFs and mutual funds, and then you have the individual. Now, when you're looking at an individual bond, what you're saying is, all right, I'm going to buy a bond, and I'm going to have it go out for like 4 years, and I'm going to get such and such interest rate from a corporation, all right? Or could be from the government. Now, in a mutual fund, you have a portfolio manager, and that portfolio manager is going to turn the bonds over. That's fine. He's going to change according to how he or she feels about the duration of the bond should be. So when you're looking at a particular bond, you can hold it. If you've got one bond and it goes for out 3-4 years, you can hold it and get that interest rate. You're fine. They're going to pay those interest rates. However, if you have to sell that bond, what you get for that bond will depend upon what's going on with the interest rates. If you have a low interest rate and better interest rates come out, your bond is not going to be worth as much. If you have higher interest rates, etc.,
bond price will fluctuate.
It's going to fluctuate according to the interest rates. In a mutual fund, it's going to change a little bit because the portfolio manager is changing it. So everybody felt very good about the fact bonds gave you interest. Bonds gave you more security in the value because the interest rates were so low, the value was up there. And they felt that's some place where they felt more security than they did in individual stocks because, as you know, we went through a recession. We saw the ups and downs of individual stocks and what was happening to them. Stocks gave you dividends. And not all stocks give you dividends, but it gave you income just like a bond will do. Well, the thing is, the value of the stocks went up and down. Now, if you held on to a particular stock or stocks, you saw the value going up and down, but you were still getting dividends because the dividends were actually higher and were getting higher because the companies had so much in cash. So when you've got so much in cash, you've got to give or share with your, stockholders.
Stockholders, yes.
So needless to say, it's not necessarily the best time to jump out of the bonds and go into stocks. You're getting into the stocks at a good time, but you've got to be careful about your total asset allocation. Bonds are important. You still should have some in your portfolio. Stocks are very important, and it's a great time to get into them still, but just don't jump the gun and not do an asset allocation program for yourself.
If you are a public employee and want a copy of this bulletin, give me a call at 651-436-3997. Leave your address if I'm not there. I will send you a copy, and thanks for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.